one of the smart people who actually made money in the internet, has now decided he wants to be the Andrew Carnegie of the internet, which means he's going to try to build the biggest library possible. He's already done that with the Internet Archive, which has copies of the internet since about 1996. It's the largest archive ever in the history of man. So he's now got that, but he wants to go much further. He wants to take television content, music content, book content, as much content as he can legally put up, he wants to put up. It's not even clear all the stuff he's got up now is legal, but you know, he's willing to take a risk. So Brewster wants to build this archive of a library, and what he's done is begun to scan books that he can get permission for, and we're going to be announcing a project where, very soon where we're going to enable the identification easily of works in the public domain so we know what can be put up. He works closely with lots of groups. You know, he's not, even though he is one of these successful internet people, not an egomaniac, so he's been working closely with Project Gutenberg, and also with us, and anybody else who's interested in this ideal. And he's the sort of person who gets it done, right? So he will get this done soon. And what we're trying to do is build an infrastructure that makes it easy for him to do it safely, consistent with the law. So this is going to be a huge part of what Creative Commons does in the future. And so long as nobody starts suing him, I'm sure in the next 5 years, the archive will be a source for the largest library anywhere. Now, what he's also done is he's decided you can't trust any one culture to hold the Library of Alexandria. So he has started making copies of his archive and giving it to other cultures. So he physically made a copy of the archive and took it to Alexandria, Egypt, and gave them a copy of it. Now, to give them a copy of this, you're literally giving them hundreds of computers, because that, you know, hard disk is the only way to make this copy. So he set up an archive over there. He wants to set it up in 6 other cultures around the world so that whatever culture goes crazy, there still is knowledge in some other culture. But this is his ideal, and he ought to be supported in it, and we're going to do whatever we can to make it successful.